are you? We're not going to be going through so much, a lot of scriptures. We only got like two main ones, but I'm going to have a list of them that pertain to the message that I want you to write down because they're very critical. This is the word of God. I'm still serious about this in these verses we got. So you'll really be blessed by them. So just, if you have a pen and pad, go ahead. So who are you? Who are you at your purest form? How are you defined? What do you define yourself as? Guys, we are children of God. We are sons and daughters of God. That's our number one priority. I'll say this again, but before you're a pastor, before a musician, before you're an usher, before you're a doctor, before you're a physician or a ballerina or president, if you are in Christ, you are a new creation. You are a child of God. That defines you. That should define you. A lot of people don't get it yet. That's why their lives suck. They're miserable. They really think that they live as their role. They think that their life consists of work, you know, whether they have a job that does long hours. That's what they really think. And that's why a lot of people get depressed and they have no joy and they have no sense of purpose in life because they don't even know who they really are in life. I mean, wouldn't it suck to go through life if you don't even know who you are? In life, I believe, starting at a young age, probably even before teens, around the teens, when kids grow up, they are discovering themselves. They discover some pretty interesting things that they never knew about themselves. In the physical world, in the natural world, and in the spiritual world too. You know, you discover yourself. You find out, who am I? Interesting statistic. Did you know that according to the FBI, identity theft is the nation's fastest growing crime? Did you know? Not murder, not car accidents or arson, setting stuff on fire. Identity theft is the nation's fastest growing crime. According to the Federal Trade Commission's Identity Theft Survey report, approximately 10 million American consumers discovered that their personal information had been used to open fraudulent bank, credit card, or utility accounts, or used to commit other crimes. So last year, 10 million people were victims to fraudulent bank, credit card, utility accounts, or used to commit other crimes. They used their identity. That's last year, 10 million Americans, 4, 5, maybe even 6% around there. That's a lot. That's crazy. Can you believe it? Identity theft. I said earlier, many teens grow up not knowing their identity. Many kids, many young people, Christian or not Christian, they try new things. Kids get into so much stuff. And you know why? Because they're not sure of themselves. Is this my thing? I'm looking for myself. Is this who I am? There's a lot of negative stuff up there. The world is negative. Come on. Anything that's of this world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and pride of life is not of God, but is of this world. It's the devil. And that's when they go to Ouija boards and stuff like that and try out, maybe, you know, I should try this, you know, this witchcraft deal, you know, and they don't even know it's called witchcraft. A lot of kids get into drugs and try, maybe this drug thing is for me, you know, maybe I can, drinking, maybe it's for me. Just listen to some of the obvious ones, but kids have tendencies to try many different things because they're not sure of themselves. They're not sure who they are. So lately, it's been sad. Recent events have been pretty horrific to see on the news. They got shootings now. I don't think those people knew who they were. Isn't it one of the reports they said that they just wanted to make a statement or something like that? You know, hell to pay for that. But if they really knew who they really were, if they knew who they were in Christ, number one, they wouldn't go around shooting people. You don't just go to the mall and shoot people. Come on. That's insane. That's crazy. We know that has to be insane nowadays. That's deemed insane, you know? And the same thing in a church now. I mean, come on, even in a church parking lot and shooting people. That's horrific. That's horrible. You don't know who you are if you go to church and shoot people. I'm sorry, but I'm going to lay it down. That's the truth. I mean, they were young, too. I don't think that's a coincidence. You can identify yourself with two opposing forces. You either with the kingdom of God or you either with the kingdom of this world. And who is the head of the kingdom of this world? The devil. Okay? You can identify yourself a kingdom person or you can identify yourself as a worldly person. All right? Now keep that in mind. It's important. When you go throughout the days, do you really even think that, wow, I'm in the kingdom of God. I have a kingdom mindset. I'm going to do some pretty crazy kingdom stuff this week. Or do you just think that, oh, you know, wake up, go to job, go through the motions, same old blah, blah, blah. I was like that for a time, you know. I just get like depressed sometimes because I just like, you know, forget who I am and who God called me to be, and nobody could even cheer me up. All I really do is had to go to this book, which is a mirror. It'll show me who I am, who I can be, what I need to change, what I need to get rid of. And I just get down sometimes. Okay, you can identify yourself with two things. Okay, there's two kinds of people in this world, all right? There's different brackets, but at the purest form, there's two kinds of people. people who are in the kingdom of God and kingdom of this world. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Mine says creature. A lot of yours might have creation. The old things passed away. You don't have to be an English student to say that the word passed is past tense. So that means they're gone. It happened already. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Have is present tense. New things have come means it's now. We're living in now. Kingdom is now. The kingdom of Jesus said the kingdom of God is at hand. Because Jesus understood the principle. You could be living in the kingdom of God on earth. You can be living out the will of God on earth. Amen. It's good. It's a good life. It's the only life for your son or daughter, a wife, husband, whatnot. Preacher, usher, doctor. You're a child of God. You're a new creation, guys. Not even child. You're a new creation. How often do we get up, get out of bed, and roll our covers over and just sit down and be like, I'm a new creation today. Joel Osteen, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm a new creation. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am, and I can do what it says I can do. I think that's cool. I respect that about him because, boy, you know, I'm sure he knows how to make himself feel good when he's feeling down. I wish I could do that, you know, and get into a mirror and start preaching to myself. I'm willing to bet that if you remember this verse, if you remember this scripture and you applied it to yourself, I bet without a doubt it would help you. You are a new creation. Old things have passed. Behold, new things have come. Identity theft is a major problem in not only the natural world, but in the spiritual world. And the spiritual world is way more serious. You can do a lot more damage in the spiritual world. And a lot more damage goes on in the spiritual world. And then it goes on in the natural world. You see what the devil does? Isn't it ironic that the number one, the biggest crime, the most crime increase is in what? Identity theft? I'm willing to bet the spiritual world is the same way. If we had statistics for the spiritual world, if God could print out statistics from the spiritual world and send us a fax, I think it would read identity theft, identity theft, identity theft, identity theft. This person does not know who he is in Christ. This person does not know who he is. This person thinks he's a drug dealer and he's supposed to be a drug dealer for life. This person thinks that he's an alcoholic and he's supposed to be an alcoholic for life. I think God would just send down the thousands and millions of page facts saying identity theft. See, the devil is smart. He uses natural principles, physical principles, to mess up people of God in the spiritual world. Identity theft. How else can you mess up the people of God? The devil is going to be telling people who they are, and the devil is going to say, you're this, you're this, you're this, you're this, so start acting like it. And when you believe it, that's when you're going to act like it. When you receive it, that's when you're going to act it. You're going to receive all the negative stuff. You're going to be a negative person. There's no psychology of negative people. It's simple. I know it. I'm not a psychologist, but I know it. They just receive negative stuff. I mean, come on. You don't have to be a doctor to find that out. Negative people are always negative people because they think negatively. They focus on the negative. They focus on what they don't have rather what they should have or could have or even do have. You know, they just focus on stuff that doesn't even matter. Devil ain't stupid, guys. He knows what he's doing. Identity theft. He's messing so many people up, people of God, Christians up, who should be living the life that God planned for them. But they're not, because all they do is just receive it. All they do is just get into stuff and try stuff in the world. Because you know what you do? It's kind of your identity. A doctor is a doctor because he works on people. A mechanic is a mechanic because he works on cars. So in essence, what you do is what defines you. Preachers are preachers because they preach. Proverbs 23:7, as he thinks within himself, so he is. When you receive a thought, you have two options. You can either A, receive it, accept it, or B, dismiss it. Our human brain has millions and millions of thoughts that go on through our brain every day. Our mind has a lot of thoughts that go through. A lot of them we dismiss, but some of them we choose to dwell on. I'm starting to see the reason for people getting depressed and people falling into sin. They think they're going to fall into sin. They're going to fall into sin. They think they're going to have a bad day. Boy, you're going to have a bad day. And I love getting into the Word and practicing this, and God has really been opening it up. A lot of those old depressing thoughts, I just don't think anymore because I don't want to. I don't have to. Devil, get out, I say. Just get away from me. Flee. I don't need that. I don't need that garbage in my life. When you receive it, what happens? Next thing that happens, it goes to your heart. When I say receive it, I mean you accept it. You get it. You let it in. You say, okay. You agree. It's like your spirit comes into agreement with your mind and it goes to your heart. Because what does God look at? The hearts. God don't care what you look like on the outside, it looks at your heart. David was a man after God's own heart. When you receive it and it goes to your heart, what is the outcome of that? action. Dismiss it or receive it. Let it grow. Let it root. Take root in your heart, and you're going to act it out. You can't just be a new creation. You can't just go to church and have the preacher tell you that you're a new creation and be like, right on, I'm a new creation, bro. See you next week. That thought, when you hear the word speak, produces a thought. I'm a new creation. Think on it. Dwell on it. Receive that, okay? You are a new creation. Old things have passed. Behold, new things have come. I'm not living in the old. I'm not going to live in the old. I'm not going to live in my old habits. I don't want to live in old habits. I don't want to live in old mindsets. I don't want to live in old dreams or nightmares. I don't want to live in an old train of thought. I don't want to live in an old mentality. I don't have to. I'm a new creation. The reason why people can't overcome old sinful habits in their lives is because they don't realize their new identity in Christ. Some people just can't get over their old self. That's an American saying, no, get over yourself. What they mean is, it's done. Just forget about it. Move on is what they're trying to say. It happened. It's in the past. Our bad, our sinful habits are dirty things that we're ashamed of. We used to do, and you'll never get over them if you keep living it. When you gave your life to Jesus, when you gave your life to the Lord, you became a new creation right away. That's the first time you became a new creation. You see, God challenges us to renew our mind every day. So it's a daily thing. That's why some people only do it on Sunday. And then Monday, they got a dirty mind. Tuesday, dirty mind. Wednesday, dirty, 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 dirty. And then Sunday, oh, slap in the face. You feel bad because the preacher just pointed out some stupid things you've done. You forgot Monday through Saturday. After you were born again, you became a new person. Why go back? You are a new person. Why go back? You're new. You're young. You're fresh. You're refreshed. Why go back living the old way? I have some identity verses, I call them. This helps you with your identity in Christ, okay? Six of them, I want you to write them down in order. Even when you're feeling down, go home and read these verses. John 15:5, I'm Christ's friends. If you were to just think on that thought, I'm a friend of God. I'm Jesus' friend. Boy, that would knock depression right on its butt. But think of it, I'm a friend of God. I am Jesus' friend. This culture, you know what it does? They think God is this holy person who really gets mad when they do something and when they curse and God strikes them with lightning and stuff like that. None of this stuff is even real. But they have this stronghold in their mind of who God is, and that's why they don't even know him. They don't take time to know him because they can't appreciate him if that's what they think they are. Next verse, Ephesians 1:3 says, I am blessed with every spiritual blessing. I got it. I can have it. I can have every spiritual blessing if I want to, if I choose to. It's a choice that I make. I am free from condemnation. You know this one. Romans 8:1. I love that one. If you truly know him and love him, you might mess up. Okay, you will mess up again. But God, if you really love God with your heart, with your spirit, if you everything in you just has this connection with God, you can't be condemned. That's already good news. That's like going to jail and saying, hey, look, you don't really have to go to jail, man. Jesus Christ is on the other side of the courtroom. He's your advocate. He's going to cover you. He's got you covered. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, yet not I that lives, but the Christ that lives within me. Ha-ha. Since we've been crucified with Christ, we have no obligation to fulfill the desires of the flesh. Oh, Jesus, yeah, that gets everybody. Everyone can testify and say amen to that one, preacher boy, because that's the truth. We live in the flesh. I live in the flesh. No, I hate it. You know, and you know when you're living in the flesh, you know you are, but something in you says, oh, just, it's okay, you know, I'm not perfect. The devil talking to you right there. You're not perfect, you know, God will forgive you. I'm crucified with Christ. Number one, it's not a physical thing. It's not a natural thing. It's a spiritual thing. It's a mindset. I died. It's a spiritual thing. It's a mind thing. Kill the flesh. Don't live in the flesh. 1 Corinthians 2:16, I have been given the mind of Christ. Oh, Lord, this is big. Philippians 3:20. For our citizenship is in heaven, whence also we wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our citizenship is in heaven. Did you know that in America, in the natural world, somebody that's a citizen of another country can steal your identity and make whichever financial association that they stole from think that they're a citizen of the United States, even they're not. They could be a citizen of Turkey or Liechtenstein. People can do that. That's what identity theft is. Devil is the same way.
What do you think he does? He gets to people who are in the kingdom of heaven, who are citizens of the kingdom of heaven, makes them think they're the citizens of the world. Why else do you think all this bad and horrible stuff happens?
Devil ain't stupid. He knows identity theft. It's in the spiritual world. This is what happens to you and me. Don't let him steal your identity in Christ. You are a citizen of the kingdom of God. You serve the Most High God. No one can take that away from you. If you are in Christ, there's no condemnation. You have the mind of Christ. You have every spiritual blessing. You are free if the Son makes you free. Devil tries to mess you up in thinking like you're a citizen of this world when you're not. Identity theft can happen in your mind.
1 Peter 2:11 says, I'm to be a stranger to this world. Guys, we got to walk around like strangers out there. Some of us are strange enough, but you know, we got to walk like we're strangers out there.
Matthew 4, when Jesus was tempted, what do you think the devil did? Devil said, well, Jesus, boy, if you are the Son of God, what did he do? He attacked his identity. Number one, if he could mess up Jesus into realizing who he was, we would never be here. Jesus would be God. Jesus would be dead in a heartbeat. If you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. If you are the Son of God, jump from this ledge. God will give charge over his angels and they will just catch you. When we get tempted sometimes, when we're on the verge of doing something really stupid and we know we shouldn't, that's what the devil's going to do. The devil's just going to say, just whatever, you can do it this one time. It'll be all right. God will forgive you. When you've already done that, when you've decided that, you've identified yourself with his world. You've identified yourself with his kingdom, and that's why you fell. That's why you messed up. I believe that was really pivotal. I believe that was a very crucial time in Jesus' life. In Jesus, because that's how he started out. He fasted for 40 days in the desert. I don't think it was easy. I think Jesus just got even more a bigger revelation of who he was as a Son of God after he was tempted, after the devil tried to take his identity and identify himself with the devil. But Jesus said, no, I identify myself with God. Devil, get out of here. Get, just leave, just move, go. I don't need you. I'm a Son of God. I'm a new creation. Jesus went through this really rough time. He figured out who he was. Guys, I can't guarantee your life is perfect. Come on, as Christians, you know what? When I gave my life to the Lord, my life got hard. But God's got rewards for me because I'm still here. I'm still alive and well, and I'm preaching the word. You're not going to find out who you are when things are going good for you. You're not going to find out who you are when things are smooth in your life. If your life is perfect and peachy, then you got problems you don't know about, okay? You're going to find out who you are under pressure. You're going to find God's going to break you and going to crack you and do everything and mold you and shape you. Thank him for it. Praise him for it. Because that's when you're going to find out who you are. That's when we find out who we are. That's when gold is when pressed and burned. Sick, uncomfortable feeling. But you know what? In the end, let's come out like gold. God is working. God is doing something. God is moving, guys. We are a new creation. All things have passed. The things that we went through, those things that we've done, they're gone. Behold, new things have come. Let's walk in new life. That's our identity. That's who we are. Let God do his work. It may be painful sometimes, but God is still in control. God is still in control, no matter if you even feel like it. This is a new year. Let's start fresh, and let's just go all the way for God. Old things are gone. New things come.